From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Trump says Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is ruining what her country stands to gain from Brexit. In a wide-ranging interview with the British tabloid The Sun, Trump said May's plans for future dealings with the EU could kill any trade deals with the United States. He said that May is striking what he called a very different deal from the one that people voted for in 2016. That interview was conducted in Brussels and was published as Trump attended a black tie dinner with May at Blenheim Palace. The president was also quoted as saying he thinks Europe is in danger of losing its culture because of immigration. He said immigration has changed the fabric of Europe and it will never be what it was, and I don't mean that in a positive way. Trump is scheduled to meet with May and Queen Elizabeth on Friday. The president came to Britain after a contentious NATO summit in Brussels. Shelley Adler reports.
During a news conference to wrap up NATO, President Trump said, quote, he was extremely unhappy with the level of defense spending, but he adds he received a commitment from the member nations for them to spend more.
The United States was not being treated fairly, but now we are because the commitment has been up so much.
Thomas Pickering is a former Russian ambassador, and he says President Trump missed the entire point about NATO.
The notion you would hazard the strategic cohesion of NATO to win a personal victory on some monetary figures is a triumph of New York real estate negotiations over absolute reality and U.S. vital interests.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. On Capitol Hill Thursday, some heated exchanges as FBI agent Peter Strzok faced questioning from a joint House Oversight Committee about his role in the investigation into Russia's meddling in the 2016 presidential election. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Strzok read some of the text during the hearing.
What the F happened to our country, Lise?
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert brought up Strzok's affair with the person who got that text, a former FBI lawyer.
When I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Strzok says his opinions about President Trump and others had nothing to do with his work.
At no time in any of these texts did those personal beliefs ever enter into the realm of any action I took.
Strzok says Gohmert's comments about his personal life say a lot about the congressman's own character. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The UN Secretary General announced Thursday that the international body is set to agree on a global compact for migration. Antonio Guterres said the global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration is needed now more than ever.
But if migration is inevitable, it needs to be better organized through effective international cooperation among countries of origin, transit, and destination, so that we do not leave control of movements of people in the hands of smugglers and traffickers.
The UN chief added that migrants number more than 250 million around the world, and they make up 3% of global population but contribute 10% of global gross domestic product. Guterres said more than 60,000 people were on the move and have died since 2000 at sea, in the desert, and elsewhere, and often migrants and refugees are demonized and attacked. Police in Pakistan have rounded up hundreds of supporters of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif one day before he is due to return to the country with his daughter, Maryam Nawaz, where both face arrest. An anti-corruption court last Friday sentenced the former prime minister and his daughter to 10 and 7 years in prison, respectively, in absentia for failing to explain how they acquired expensive properties in London. Sharif is in London caring for his wife, who is undergoing treatment for cancer. Local government officials say an explosion at a chemical plant in China's southwestern province of Sichuan has killed 19 people and injured 12. It is not clear what caused Thursday evening's blast in an industrial park several hours distant from the provincial capital of Chengdu. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.